For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Megan Jamerson. November is Native American Heritage Month, and for the past 4 weeks, Cal State San Bernardino held virtual events focused on building a safe space for students to celebrate their history, traditions, and culture.
Something I'm working on is learning the greeting from my native language, so I can't do it. But it's really exciting to just know that, you know, other people are doing that too.
That's Amanda Rose, a graduate student and Native American peer mentor at Cal State San Bernardino. Rose says she considers herself an urban Indian who didn't spend much time on the reservation growing up, which made it difficult to make connections within the Native community until college.
What's nice about the college campus is there are all kinds of Indians, you know, there's all kinds of Indigenous and Native American. So you kind of get that connection in more than one place. And then, you know, we're able to learn from each other, which is really nice. Despite coming from different backgrounds, we kind of all have similar experiences as far as feelings and emotions. So that's created a real camaraderie too.
Dr. Molly Springer, the college's Associate Vice President of Student Success and board member for the Heritage Month, says until college, most Native students are used to being only one of a few.
And it's a hard existence to not have your community around you, you know? And so Native students are often elated when we have Native events on campus or recognition of who they are.
Rose says she can relate to the feeling of isolation.
So I didn't grow up with a lot of Native role models or anyone that I could look up to. And I'm beginning to realize a lot of that was because historically it wasn't always something you wanted to tell everyone.
That experience she shares ties into the month's theme, decolonizing across communities. Rose shared an example from the film they screened, Rumble, Indians Who Rock the World, and how it decolonizes music history by showing the influence Indigenous music had on modern music, like the little-known fact that legend Jimi Hendrix had Native heritage too. Rose says a good place for anyone to start is to look at accepted history and then learn what other versions of the story might be out there.
I think it was Dr. Molly Springer in a talk recently for Decolonizing Higher Education. She just said, don't be afraid to question. You know, don't be afraid to question something. Just because it's something you've always known or always done doesn't mean it's the right thing. And that really resonated with me because sometimes it's kind of embarrassing to question, you know, especially like as a Native, when I'm told what to think or what to expect, it can be hard to question.
Springer, who is Cherokee and Osage, says for many years, colonial European culture told Native people what they should and should not do.
The antithesis of that is to ask, never tell, but to ask, you know, what would you like us to partner on with you? What would bring healing and help.
Springer says the month was also a time for healing through traditional songs and stories. The opening ceremony on Zoom included a speech by State Assembly and San Manuel Band of Mission Indians member James Ramos. The bird singing troupe he is a member of also sang and can be heard in this 2017 recording.
So we all were just listening, right, and sort of dancing along in our own living rooms. But the thing is it's so important to still do the work that we know is ours to do, right? And that's to create the traditional modalities and make sure that we're teaching our stories and our songs of these areas, right, to our students, and to make sure that people understand that virtual or no virtual, we still exist.
She says the Native community in the Inland Empire is especially vibrant and very much alive. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.